There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Daily News. It's Wednesday the 8th of January. I am Ross Chanley, this is James Redmond, and we are here to bring you your latest Liverpool news and rumours, and some bullshit as well.
It's 8th.
We're going to start off with by sponsoring by the Redmond TV. So go ahead over to the website, we've got loads of content going on at the minute, as you can see on your screen, we've got loads of written content, Daily News will go on there after the fact. Around the League podcast, Reds Transfer Roundup, Chris is on a Stats and Tactics show. It's all available in podcast form and video form, so you want to download it and watch on the go, you can do. And it's free for your first month and then £5 thereafter. But we will move on to some news, one of which James hasn't been in for a while.
Hello.
Right, and the first story is Sadio Mane was crowned African 2019 Player of the Year. And what better person to comment on that than James Redmond?
I know, isn't it, boss lad, the way he's just like, just doing great every game, because he is, he's absolutely smashing it. He deserves that reward, in my opinion. I thought he even had a big shout in the actual Ballon d'Or. I'm not saying like he should have won it, but he had a good shout in terms of the running for it as well. But, you know, if you look at the players he's competing with there, you've got Mohamed Salah, you've got Riyad Mahrez, you've even got players like Koulibaly, you'll be looking at that award. And the fact that Sadio Mane is being able to go and pick it up, it shows the class and how much he has improved over recent seasons, especially 2019.
Yep, so as you just mentioned there, you beat Mohamed Salah, who came second. Riyad Mahrez came third. A lot of people said that Riyad Mahrez might get a bit of a shout because he won the Africa Nations with Algeria, but obviously Sadio Mane has been imperious the past couple, 12 to 18 months. He's only second Senegalese player to win it after El Hadj Diouf. Vomit, who people...
Man like El Hadj Diouf, you know.
Yeah, 180. But Sadio Mane said, football is my job, I love it. I'm really happy and proud to win this award. I would like to thank all the Senegalese people, they always push me. I must also thank Senegal coach Alou Cissé and Liverpool and all my teammates that are there. He did an acceptance speech, James. I think part of the reason why people love Sadio Mane, of course, his ability, what he's done for Liverpool. He's able to win matches by himself and he pops up with, you know, glorious goals. I know you're a massive fan of him, obviously, but, you know, straightforward. He's also really humble, isn't he? And a grounded person. You know, the stories of, you know, he's making hospitals and schools and sending money back to Senegal and stuff like that. But he's like, I think he's not got an ego. Which a lot of these players can help when they win the Ballon d'Ors or stuff like that.
The ego starts to show through a bit more, like with Ronaldo when he started really coming much bigger. You saw the attitude coming through and you saw that he knew he was good. But Sadio Mane, he's keeping level-headed, and I think that's the best approach to come across, because it's not like this has always been it. He has been in the slumps before. He's had to work hard to get where he is now, and he respects the fact that he has had to grind, and now he's in a very good position because of his own hard work, don't get me wrong, but he's in a very good position now. And absolutely amazing the way he's performed.
There's a superb interview with Mel Reddy. I think she tweeted it today on her Twitter. I can't go and check that out. I think it's from 2-3 years ago, but he talks about, you know, his beginnings, where he comes from, all that stuff, his stories. It's absolutely brilliant. Next story, Pep Linders claims Liverpool kidnapped him following Man United discussions. Pep Linders returned to Liverpool in 2018 after a brief spell in management, but his first spell with the club came out after a hijack from the Reds. Bit of a weird story, this one, James, but we're going to some of the quotes. On a Monday, I was supposed to go to Ajax to make the final negotiation with them. I had to call my wife and tell her there had been a change of plan, he told The Athletic. Michael said, you're coming in the car with us to Liverpool. When Liverpool said they could have the under 16s and 15s, I thought, this is perfect. Linders feared he may leave the club after Brendan Rodgers, but then he come back. So basically, when Jurgen got announced, I had a good feeling, I thought it worked well, we can never be 100% sure. To coach is easy, what to coach is more difficult. Jurgen had a way of coaching and exercises which were close to my own. So basically, Manchester United were after Pep Linders. He had discussions with him, and they both went, nah, we're having you.
Yeah.
That's a boss story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you've got to do, especially with where we was at the time as well. We were a club that needed a top-class manager. We needed some, you know, rejuvenation into the club, and that's exactly what Jürgen Klopp has been able to, you know, to give us over the years, of course. It's just better that we've been able to just go like, that's a Man United, isn't it? And just be able to stuff them, and it's worked out for us ever since. Like,
it's another an addition to the long list of what Jürgen Klopp brings to this club. And I think I always relate it to players being able to go and bring them in, or youngsters and bringing them in. I've never really thought about it from a management point of view, because obviously Buvac was there for a little bit and that. But he's got the attraction to bring in the best coaches, which I believe Pep Lenders is, by the way.
Yeah, 100%.
It's incredible. That's another additional bonus for now and for future. But moving on slightly, Liverpool teased some training session photos last night, one of which Joel Matip was part of training, working with the ball. Shaqiri is also back in there. There was rumours Fabinho's running, but he's going to start doing some more ball work later on this week. Heading into Tottenham, Man United, and then a busy fixture period of having all these players back, as well as the youth players, you know, staking a claim for themselves, as well as the players having, you know, 10 days rest of the first team.
And we're past December, so
it's a fabulous start to 2020.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we've already started it off results-wise perfectly, and now the fact players are coming back, and our squad depth is even stronger when we've got past the busiest period of the season. It's a perfect situation to be in, and it just gives you more confidence for what could be at the end of the season as well.
Chamberlain's another nice addition to that, actually, isn't he? Because he was obviously injured, he went down, there was no sign of him coming back, and he pops up on the bench against Everton and comes on, plays 20 minutes.
Brilliant to
see
that.
It was good, so it's all good for Liverpool, very, very strong. All the subjects we spoke about so far, get your comments in, all your questions, and Matt will take them and get them towards the end. Got a few more little bits to get through first, one of which is Ryan Brewster seal his loan move to Swansea. I'm not going to say too much on this because I spoke about it for the third time this week, but James, your thoughts on Brewster going out?
To be honest, I think it's exactly what he needed. I think this is now the time where we realise his level, because at Liverpool he's been given a few chances. He hasn't been able to utilise it like Curtis Jones has and Harvey Elliott has. So now it's about time for him to go out, see what he can do in the Championship. First off, he's actually got to get into that Swansea team first and then try and improve. And if it works well, then maybe we could loan him out for another season and see how he does there and bring him back, see if he's ready. But I think right now this is the perfect thing, because I wouldn't want to sell him. But so I think a loan move, see if he can improve. You know, I think that's the best option.
It's win-win for Liverpool, because he goes out there and impresses. You either keep him or his value goes up as well,
exactly,
doesn't it? And one little note which I quite like. Liverpool striker will link up with Championship side for the remainder of the push for promotion to the top flight, with Steve Cooper's team currently sitting sixth in the table. Brewster made his third senior appearance for Liverpool, substituting Sunday's FA Cup victory over Everton, in case you forgot, before seeing temporary switch. But Cooper, former with LC Academy, was England under-17s coach when Brewster top scored with 8 goals in Young Lions win. Well, when they won the under-17s World Cup. So having that relationship there with someone that he's worked with, someone that believes in him, someone who knows how he plays.
That was when he really blew up as well, because he smashed that World Cup.
It's vital for Brewster to just go in and go, actually, I recognise a face.
Yeah.
It helps him settle in, doesn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
Moving on, this is a very weird story.
There's been a few on this, hasn't there?
Yeah. just listen to the title. Xhaka would look a hell of a player at Liverpool. Danny Murphy believes Arsenal ace will fit in well at Anfield. Granny Xhaka will look a hell of a player at Liverpool. Go on to Danny Murphy. Let's go and find the quotes. Here, Murphy told TalkSport, again, apologies, if Xhaka was in Liverpool side with Henderson and Fabinho, he'd look a hell of a player because he's technically good, a good passer, has a great shot on him, and his ability with his great left foot to open you up. When you're playing in a team that's struggling a bit, he's a passenger and a defensive liability. It's a dilemma for Mikel Arteta because he has a squad that needs a bit of tinkering. Two things. One, it's bollocks. And two, he's just said, if you're playing with... he's a bit of a passenger defensively and a liability.
Yeah.
He's saying he'd look good because other people would carry him. That's what I've taken from that. He's got Fabinho and Henderson. They're going to do more work to compensate for the fact that Jack is in that side.
I think both sides are kind of like... I do think you get better for playing around the players that we have got.
Fucking hell,
but I don't think that makes him...
Actually, no, it wouldn't. Okay.
...a better player. Like, it raises his standard week in, week out, but does it actually make him a better player? He's just allowed to show more what he's got because of the players around him. He'll have more possession, etc. So, of course, he's going to look better, but it doesn't mean he's going to be better than what we've got or what we could get.
One midfielder whose future hasn't really been discussed, and this is interesting because Minamino's come in, there's been loads of talk of Lallana potentially going at the end of the season, Gini van Alden for some reason, which
I don't know why that's popped up.
Basically, his contract's running out.
Yeah.
and it's a quiet week in football.
It's 18 months, stop.
Exactly. But, you know, if you can put Wijnaldum in there, Liverpool in there, SEO.
It's clicks.
I mean, we did talk about it, so we will apologise. Liverpool's Marco Guric makes a mission on Reds' future. Jurgen Klopp's first signing continues Bundesliga stint. Someone who had completely forgotten about, to be honest with you, in all of this.
I'm not going to lie, Shane.
Yeah.
Until you just brought up his name then.
So yeah, he said, on his long-term future at Anfield, he told the German newspaper Der Tagesspiegel, honestly, we haven't talked about my future yet, but everyone in the club knows how I feel and comfortable in good hands in Berlin, especially now the new coach has come. Of course, everyone has to work their minutes, and I'm very happy with this time in regard. Let's see what happens in the summer. Liverpool has a say in that. First of all, I want to use the next 6 months to improve myself further and collect many points with the team. Maybe I could have stayed in England and sometimes played, for example, in the cup competitions. Maybe I should have spent a lot of time on the bench. Who knows? That's why I saw the move to Berlin as an opportunity to play regularly and gain experience. The Bundesliga is one of the best leagues in the world, and Hertha is a big club with a great tradition, history, and just like the city of Berlin. Basically, so they haven't discussed it at all, his future, which doesn't surprise me, because why would you? You know, you've got 6 months to do there. He's out on loan somewhere else.
Yeah.
But maybe a part of him is looking at the fact that, you know, Minamino has come in. I think Minamino will more than likely play a number 10 role or across the front three, but obviously we don't know that for certain. So it doesn't really affect Marco Guric in that sense. But you've got a Wijnaldum who's stepping up. You've got Alexander Chamberlain, Naby Keita.
Yeah, got a lot of midfield.
We're well stocked in midfield. And is it a case? I quite like his attitude in that sense of just going experience in a good league, as he says.
Which is being smashed.
That's where he's at. I think he's a case of someone else who's been around Liverpool for a long time.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I think, is he going to kick on?
Well, it's just the way you've got to think of it. If you're in his position, you're playing at a club that isn't at the standard of Liverpool, but still a good club. He's playing good football. He's getting minutes, which is most important. How many minutes less is he going to get at Liverpool? Probably a lot. So it would actually make sense for him to probably just stick at what he's doing right now. And like he said, just whatever happens, happens. He's not going around it with a bad attitude. He's being professional. He's also looking out for himself, which players have to do nowadays.
Yeah, I think if he's playing Hertha Berlin, he's getting more minutes, more game time, more experience.
They love him over there because he's smashing it.
But also, like you said, he's put himself in the shop window ultimately, isn't he? Or he's pushing on the cup because not in that way. He's playing the FA Cup, yeah. And he's getting nowhere near the team probably after that.
Exactly.
We're going to get to some of your comments in a second once Matt is ready.
Yeah. We've got Stephen Saw asking your thoughts on Liverpool getting the Arsenal fitness coach.
Didn't know that.
We're getting the Arsenal fitness coach.
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, two things. One, I think we've already mentioned of Liverpool recently of employing backroom staff have been the best in their field, probably.
Yeah.
Or certainly improving Liverpool in that sense. Arsenal, I do question because they're not very fit.
I think they get quite a lot of injuries, isn't it?
But it's not obviously not down to the fitness coach. But I think that's to do with training attitude and application from all the other players. I'm fine with it.
I think he's with like a higher level of coaching now as well than what he was at Arsenal, because I think we've probably got the best coaching in the world when you look at how we perform on the pitch, etc.
We've got the fittest team in the world as well, by far.
See? So, you know, the score. I think it's all right, yeah, sound.
Another one, Matt.
Ol Hussein is asking, do we know what's going on with Keita?
No idea. There's been no update on Keita so far. I imagine there will be when Klopp does his press conference, which will probably be Friday morning or Friday lunchtime.
Yeah, his name will be brought up.
But we'll do it on the Daily News once we have it.
Yeah, we've got Tyler Smith asking, is Fabinho back in training with Matip and
Shaq? Shaqiri and Matip are in training, working with the ball. Fabinho has been running earlier on this week, and I think he's expected a little bit hopeful that he can do some more ball work and be in full-time training by the end of the week. Again, Klopp will clarify that in his press conference on Friday. Another one?
Yeah, good. Den is talking about Gruch, saying, do you think he has a chance when Milner's gone? And how many years does Milner have left on his contract?
I didn't consider Milner. I mean, actually, if Milner comes out soon, then you could consider Grujic, but...
And Lallana, by the end of the season, if he goes.
Oh, yeah, I think Lallana's, like, coming towards the end, to be fair. I think we've saw his best. I don't think he's going to quite get there again. I think he's still a good player, but I don't think... I'd rather see someone like Grujic try and kick on and actually really try and prove themselves with the fact he's gone to Berlin, he's done it over there. Imagine, like what we were talking about Xhaka before, imagine playing around actual world-class players week in, week out. Imagine how good he could become then. But I think that has a massive factor to play when you consider players like Milner and Lallana possibly going soon.
I think Lallana's been superb the past 2 months.
He's done his job.
He's a squad player now, isn't he? And I think that's right. When you move on, you're looking forward towards the future. Gruch is that, whereas Adam Lallana's contract runs out in the summer. So like, if he's going to go, he might want first team football somewhere else, or he might want to stay and get trophies.
Yeah. How long do you reckon Milner's going to last? That was one of the questions.
He's just signed a new contract, hasn't he? My ideal situation for James Milner would be was just to keep him.
Just like fulfill that contract pretty much.
See out his contract and then turn him into coaching.
Yeah.
Imagine what he'd bring into coaching. Even if he took like the unders, I don't know, 16s, 15s, yeah, or something like that, and kind of developed, or he was part of backroom staff, I think, not just for motivational, but I think the professionalism that you get with him,
yeah,
his experience, everything else, he knows football inside out. I think he's
basically a legend, isn't he?
Imagine him as your tutor, or like, you growing up as a kid in football, and you've got James Milner teaching you. Like, I know he's reputation of being boring,
yeah,
but he's professional is the one word that I saw. With last one, Matt, before we go,
Conor Crosby and a few people, to be honest, are asking,
hi, Conor,
have you got any thoughts on the Cantwell links?
Yeah, I think you just covered that in the Reds transfer round.
Yeah, pretty much. RedmenTV.com. But
go ahead, James,
you know the score. But I think that'd be a solid signing, but I can't really say like it'd be a great signing because you'd actually need, he's a young player. With all these young players, they're like waiting to be diamonds, sort of things. You're waiting to see if they can become diamonds. Right now, they're just not quite there.
I don't know.
I always just have faith in Klopp and his signings. I just always do. He's only made one, iffy one, which was Karius. Other than that, what was really a bad signing? Do you know what I mean?
No, there hasn't been. You're right. And for the price, I think the scouting team are superb. I think Todd Cantwell's kind of someone who's come up in the media spotlight because he has been good performances, but you know, you can't judge it just on that, can you? I think, you know, does he suit your system? I think the work rate and the ethic that Norwich City have got under the manager, whose name has totally escaped me, is good.
Yeah.
I think it's similar to Liverpool in that sense. Like Daniel Farke, there you go. But ultimately, is he going to get in that Liverpool side?
And again,
you're talking about Gruch slowing down his progress by staying at Liverpool.
Yeah.
He'd get that as well, I think.
I don't know, when you think of players about like Gruch as well, but when you take into consideration, yes, he's playing for the team that's 20th in the table, but he's also the best player in that team. And when you take into consideration that Andy Robertson played for the relegated team, Genie Wijnaldum played for the relegated, and we were talking about them the exact same way we're talking about Cantwell right now, like, I don't know, maybe could work out, but it worked out brilliantly because Jurgen Klopp did what he wanted to do.
You'd be happy if Klopp signed someone from League Two, wouldn't you?
Yes. Why not? If he said that if he gave me the reasons why he signed him, like, why did we sign Minamino? Like, I didn't even get that signing. We played against them twice and they've had a good season. But now I actually, like, I'm excited for it because Jurgen Klopp has gave reasons to why he wants that player. That was the player. He didn't want Mbappe because Mbappe, you already know he's great, but he's also X amount of million, do you know what I mean? Whereas he actually likes to look at these lower players that are worth 7.5 million. Because they can turn out to be absolute gems, like it's being proven.
Did it at Dortmund, didn't he? He knows what he's doing.
You know the score.
We're going to leave it there for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news, rumours, and a little bullshit, as James says. Go and check out the RedmenTV.com for more content. Go and give it a try. It's free for your first month. If you don't like it, just jib it off. We'll be back tomorrow and we'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.